Take that deep breath through your heart. And we'll just let it in, let it fill us, let it move through us. And what I know is that it brings us the most beautiful moments that link together into an exquisite experience of life. Yesterday morning, just as the sun was coming up, Catherine and I were driving through the mountains. We were in the middle of a redwood forest, driving in the fog. And the sun had just come up enough that you could see the silhouettes of the redwood trees on either side and those huge boughs extending out over the road. And then we turned one of those corners where suddenly we were out of the fog, and the sun was coming through the branches of the redwood trees. You know that exquisite painting that it creates, where you look and there's this dappled forest with the bright green and then the dark green and then the glowing trunk and then the deep space hidden in there. That beautiful, beautiful moments. And then as we turned another corner, we looked down and the valley below us was filled with fog. And the mountain peaks were rising out of that valley, just bathed in that exquisite light of the early morning. And as we were there, I just kept feeling gratitude. You know, that place that our hearts take us to when we're in the middle of so much beauty that nature keeps trying to show us. Wow, look at how gorgeous life really is. Look at how gorgeous this world is. And in another understanding, look at how beautiful that presence is as it creates this amazing world we get to walk through. And what happens in my heart is it just starts to go, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Have you found moments like that? Yeah. Just, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. As I was there, it was the beauty within the nature around that seemed to maybe open my heart and invite me into that place. But it was so much more than just the exquisite beauty in those mountains. It was a flow that just included Catherine and I sitting there in that car together that moment, and the blessings that flow through our lives, the people, the opportunities, the moment after moment after moment of this amazing goodness. And I realized I was touching something different than just the beauty. I could appreciate the beauty. We all do when we see that and it touches us. It's so easy to do that, isn't it? But then we begin to touch the goodness, the blessing. And then there's something else. Because not only in that feeling was there that connection to the beauty around me and the life around me, but I felt connected with it. That we are one with this amazing life, and you know, our minds are quite incapable of understanding that, and that's okay. But we can feel it. Haven't you had your heart so full that you felt that connection at times? Okay. But there was something else. It wasn't just connection with that gorgeous world and its expressions. I felt the connector. The connector, that which was greater than all of it. That which I was one with, that was one with that, but it was more than that. It was that presence, that life, that intelligence, that energy that is here. But have you ever noticed it's kind of hard to keep your eye on it? Our mind has this thing. Okay, it really loves to go to the most concrete thing it can identify. And it just does that all the time. I mean, right now, we're sitting in a room that's just filled with love and amazing spiritual energy. And you're looking at me. It's just the way the mind works. It's not wrong. It's just, you know, one of those things. The mind takes and makes that connection. But the heart experiences something different. The heart experiences the connector. When we are connected with that which is greater than, it includes, it expresses as all that beauty. But it is more than that. And it's always there. I just find the doorway begins to open, and it doesn't happen intentionally. It just kind of comes out. The thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. And then my mind comes in and goes, who are you talking to? Or what are you talking to? And I realized, boy, at different times, it's been very different. You know, there were times when it was kind of this grandpa out there. And others when it's been Jesus. There have been times when it's been Krishna. There have been times when it's been Mary. There have been times when it's been saints and times when it was just the universe, just energy or intelligence. And I realize it really doesn't matter. It's the connecting. That's what matters. And however I want to explain it to myself, as long as I allow the connection, is just fine. And it seems to start so easily with the gratitude. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Join me.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Didn't that seem to just open a door? Again.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
I remember being a teenager. In my last 2 years of high school, I was in a private boarding school, and so I was experiencing being separate from my family. And they had a church there, and you had to go to church, so I went, only because I had to. And one of the things that I remember, and it ended up being one of the beautiful parts of those years, was actually the prayer time in the church. Because I could focus on my love for my family that I was very much missing. But I could focus on that, and I could just focus on sending love, sending blessing, sending care to them. And at the time, what I would experience is a sense of connection with them. Now think of people that you've really prayed for, really you really loved, you really cared about them, you wanted to bless their lives. And didn't you feel in that prayer that a sense of connection begin to happen? Now, that was real for me even as a teenager, with no understanding of it at all. I was just wondering if I've gained any since then. I'm not sure. But what I'm aware of when I look back, is I was also aware of the connector. Now, I didn't know it because I had no way to reference it. I didn't understand what that was. But I was aware of that which was greater, which was this which connected me with him. This presence, this intelligence, this love, this power, this energy that is the very fabric of life that I was reaching for, and felt that connection, not just with my family, but with that presence itself. And in our journey, it's one of those steps that we begin to give ourselves. Now, it's a little harder because, again, of that mind wanting to do the focus on the most concrete thing it can. But the more we give that to ourselves, the more we let ourselves just be aware of that connecting presence, force, life itself, the more that becomes real and a part of our awareness. I want to share it with you in a little different form. This is the experience of that a woman by the name of Angela Tucker shared. She shares it in the current Daily Word publication. And she's talking about an experience in her life where when she was a young woman, she and her husband had gone to the Mets game. They lived in New York. And after the game, there was an auto accident. She wakes up 6 weeks later, coming out of a coma, to understand that her husband did not survive the accident. And at that point in her life, her survival is in question. And yet she then, as she begins and makes it past the survival questions, her ability to function in life is in serious question. And yet she draws upon a connection with family, with community, a lot of support and prayer that is very meaningful to her in that experience. And several years later, then, she's able to return to New York. She had been in a separate place for the treatment through those years as she began to, again, gain control and health and direction of her body and her life. And when she returned to New York, she went to the wonderful Unity of New York center that's there. And any time you're connecting with Unity, there's going to be a focus on prayer. And so she ended up with some of her friends. They began creating prayer partners. So with a friend, she became this prayer partner as she was looking at how to go forward and support herself in her healing. Part of her understanding of that was she had the resources of the medical and therapeutic community to really help the physical healing, but she really needed the support in the spiritual level of that healing. And the prayer was a wonderful way for her to do that. And so every morning at 10 a.m., their iPhones would go off and they'd, you know, dial, and she'd connect with her prayer partner. And, it, you know, usually it was about 5 minutes, maybe 15 at the most. But in it, she shares their focus. She says, "We rarely discuss the problem or any circumstance. We focus on knowing the truth that God is always present, no matter the situation." Knowing the truth that God is always present, no matter the situation. And I think in the journey that she had to make, how very real and important that knowledge became, that presence. Now, it's one thing to know a truth, to recognize this is so. And we've been on spiritual journeys here, many different ones, through many different paths. But my guess is that for all of us, that has come to some form of real reality, that there is this presence, and to know that that is true, that this divine presence is here, no matter what the situation. Now, it's different to know a truth than it is to connect with that presence. And that's what I hear Angela was reaching for, to make that connection, to consciously be aware of this presence. Yes, being aware of the health that it brings. Yes, being aware of the healing energy that was there for her. Yes, being aware of the intelligence that guided her. And more, be aware of her connection with that presence consciously. I know that we have all done that. I also know it's hard to take a hold of because that mind thing. But what a gift to give ourselves. What I find is the more I do that in the beautiful moments, you know, in the moments of morning sunlight, the moments of being with people you love and care for, experiencing beauty, the easier it is to do it at the point of darkness. The easier it is to do it when what is there is pain or fear. And it is not only possible, but it is not difficult. There's a simple teaching that Jesus shares that gives for me what it is that we're touching. He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." That presence, that love, that divine, however we want to call it, is there. And it's so easy to touch through the process and experience of prayer itself. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Join me.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Again.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Now this week we begin our 10-day journey to peace. It begins with the World Day of Prayer, which is Thursday. And we join with Unity and other religious organizations all over the world for this time of prayer. And we have a very special prayer service here. And then those people who are going to be a part of that prayer service come from all different traditions. And they've written up for us little guidelines to touch each day to help keep that focus on the experience of prayer. So, and you're invited to take one of those when you leave today. But that focus that keeps bringing us back to that experience of prayer, it just helps expanding that connection. And so during the 10 days, it ends with the International Day of Peace 2 weeks from today. And so that ability to just remember every day, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. You know, when you wake up in the morning, what a miracle! that you got this far. Okay, I figured after my teen years there had to be guardian angels. I mean, there's no other way it was possible to survive that. A miracle. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And then you get out of bed and there's coffee. Or maybe even Starbucks. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And then your computer crashes. Hours without email. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. It's always there. It is an amazing thing to get that we are in the experience of unlimited blessing and goodness. Pure love pouring itself into us. Enjoy its goodies. Beautiful mornings, fresh coffee, and connect with that presence. Infinite, eternal, pure love. Bless you.